The Holy Gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ according to John.
Glory to you, Lord Christ.
John saw Jesus coming towards him and declared, "Here is the Lamb of God who takes away the sin of the world. This is he of whom I said, after me comes a man who ranks ahead of me because he was before me. I myself did not know him, but I came baptizing with water for this reason, that he might be revealed to Israel." And John testified, "I saw the Spirit descending from heaven like a dove, and it remained on him. I myself did not know him, but the one who sent me to baptize with water said to me, 'He on whom you see the Spirit descend and remain is the one who baptizes with the Holy Spirit.' And I myself have seen and have testified that this is the Son of God." The next day, John again was standing with two of his disciples. And as he watched Jesus walk by, he exclaimed, "Look, here is the Lamb of God." And the two disciples heard him say this, and they followed Jesus. And when Jesus turned and saw them following, he said to them, "What are you looking for?" They said to him, "Rabbi," which translated means teacher, "where are you staying?" And he said to them, "Come see." They came and saw where he was staying, and they remained with him that day. It was about 4 o'clock in the afternoon. One of the two who heard John speak and followed him was Andrew, Simon Peter's brother. He first found his brother Simon and said to him, "We have found the Messiah," which is translated anointed. He brought Simon to Jesus, who looked at him and said, "You are Simon, son of John. You are to be called Cephas," which means Peter. The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you.
You are the Lord. I do not withhold. Do not withhold your compassion from me. Let your love and your faithfulness keep me safe forever. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. And good morning.
Good morning.
So for a minute, I want you to close your eyes and let a few words from Maya Angelou's poem, "The Caged Bird," kind of cascade over you. Now, you can't go to sleep, though. But a bird that stalks down his narrow cage can seldom see through his bars of rage. His wings are clipped and his feet are tied, so he opens his throat to sing. A caged bird sings with a fearful trill of things unknown and longed for still, and his tune is heard on the distant hill, for the caged bird sings of freedom. And you can open your eyes. The caged bird sings for freedom and of freedom. And you know what? Our God does not keep us as a caged bird. Our God is a God of love whose desire is to free us from everything and anything. He does not want us to be held down or prevented from singing and rejoicing and receiving the light and the hope which is ours through Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior. God wants us to be free, free to love each other, to love ourselves, and to richly abide in God's love. God seeks us and pulls us deeply into relationship with Him and relationship with the Trinity. And from today's gospel from John, we hear these words. Here is the Lamb of God who takes away the sins of the world. The significance of the Lamb was known to the Jewish followers of Jesus. And when John declares, "I did not know him, but he was revealed to Israel through the baptism of water," he is the Lamb of God. The followers knew this man who walked among them was the one promised to them by the scriptures and by the prophets. He was the Messiah, the Redeemer, the Anointed One, the pure Lamb, the Lamb. In the Hebrew text, the Lamb is pure and white, unblemished, a male, usually 1 or 2 years old. And throughout Hebrew text in Leviticus, Exodus, Genesis, Isaiah, and many others, you find the Lamb, the perfect sacrifice for the forgiveness, atonement, safety, and purification of God's people. The Passover lamb marked the 10th plague. The blood put over the doorways, the blood of the lamb, meant safety. Safety in being in covenant with God, and it meant the deliverance of Israel from Egypt. In Jesus, the Lamb of God leads us in truth and love to a life of forgiveness, a life where we are set free, free from being an oppressor or being oppressed, free to love and to be loved, free to abide deeply in the arms of Christ. We are free from that cage. We can sing in great beauty and soar to great heights. We can know pure joy. And it is in that joy that this weekend we remember Martin Luther King Jr., a man of great faith. This weekend we celebrate his birth, his earthly walk, and the legacy that he leaves the people of the United States and all over the world. Martin Luther King sought out justice and truth for all people. He threw off the chains of oppression and followed the Lamb of God in mercy and love. King cried out in words of love and peace from the gospel that he knew so well to all of his fellow mankind. He cried out to those in power to create a land of equality, a land of harmony, peace, and love, and understanding for one another. King shed light on the darkness of oppression in our country. He was a disciple of God's love, of Christian love, and he cried out to free the disenfranchised and offer them a life transformed by Christ. He cried out for justice and to correct broken systems. From his prison cell in Birmingham, King writes, "We know through painful experience that freedom is never given by the oppressor. It is demanded by the oppressed." The cage bird sings, singing a song of freedom. The Hebrew slaves in Egypt cried out to be free. The American slaves cried out to be free. The immigrants on our border cry out to be free, and God weeps. God weeps for the brokenness of his people and their need for control and to oppress others. God came into this world as Jesus, the Lamb of God, and he bids us to come to him, to follow and to see. God is love and his creation is beautiful and pure. It is full of light and the promise of salvation. Yet we, his people, are broken. And we continue to divide ourselves into groups of the oppressed, the oppressor. We are bound up in our own troubles and mistakes. Yet we are always seeking and trying to find that abiding love, that deep relationship with our Lord and Savior, Jesus, the Lamb of God. We follow the Lamb to the altar and to the cross, and we lay down our burdens and we seek Christ in that perfect fellowship and true, true freedom. So we're a pilgrim people, a people on a journey, and we're on our way to a better place. We seek to be set free. So let us remember when we come to the altar to share in the Lord's Supper that we are celebrating freedom. This is our remembrance of the gift of Jesus and the blood of the Lamb that was spilled to win us our freedom. Our ransom has been paid. The war is over. You are now free. God does not or never has wanted us to be enslaved. He does not want us to be enslaved now or ever again. He doesn't want us to be enslaved to money or those tight schedules or that preconceived notion of what people might think of us. He doesn't want us to be enslaved to the state or to our own selfish desires. He wants us to be free, not a bird in a cage which sings with desires, or a people who are oppressed or afraid. He wants us to be free, free to love, to be transformed and to follow and abide in his love. He wants us to be in deep and a loving relationship with each other and with our Lord and Savior. To be free to celebrate that each one of us is uniquely made in the image of God. To celebrate humanity the humanity of each one of us. God desires for us to know the deep peace which passes all understanding. God wants us to be free to follow the Lamb of God to the table of the Lord and to unburden and free ourselves. And in the words of Martin Luther King Jr., free at last, free at last. Thank God Almighty, I am free at last. The Lamb of God, come, follow, see. The Lamb of God that takes away the sins of the world, have mercy on us. Have mercy on us and grant us your peace. Amen.